get the word so you can benefit from the word through the thing. See, we think by just going through a hard time, we come out perfected. You got to choose to get the word in the thing you go through. Well, I'm having a hard time in my marriage. I did something stupid. Well, grow up in it. Well, I tell you what, my finances are kind of low. I know I should have been tithing, but, you know, well, grow up in it. Start tithing, do give your way out. And he said, that's what Jesus did, the captain of our salvation. What he did is all the things he had to go through as a man, he applied the word and got results through the things he suffered or the things he went through. Are you seeing this now?
Yes.
Fantasy takes that and turns it into a whole doctrine of stuff, man. All right, go to Luke chapter 2. Church is a place where you come and learn how to live by the Word of God. Church is not the entertainment vineyard for Christian people. Church is not the place that you come and get your entertainment. There's elements of entertainment in it, but that's, you don't come here to get your entertainment. You come here to get your food, your gasoline for life. That's what you come for. And that's what a lot of people mess up in. They see us on television, they drop by. They don't sit long enough to get anything. Because what they don't understand is what we're getting in our life has taken session after session after session after session. And then we got some light, and then took some more sessions, and we got some light, and it took pinching yourself to make yourself stay up so you wouldn't fall asleep. It took all of those things to get to that certain point, and they want to drop by and get some anointing. Guy asked me one time, he says, I want to fly down to Atlanta so you can lay hands on me so I can receive your anointing. I said, stay where you are. I said, you don't support this ministry financially. You don't pray for us. All you did is looked at television one day when we had a segment of some anointed things happening on there and thought you'd come by and I'd lay hands on you and you're going to get it. Are you kidding me? You think it really happens like that, huh? Fantasy. It doesn't happen like that. Above the people who come here Sunday and Wednesday and Friday and committed their lives and the lives of their family and committed their finances and they pray and you think you're just going to fly in? For me to scratch your head? See, they ignore the things. They take it out of context where a man of God in the Bible laid hands on somebody, but you didn't hear the part where the man of God stayed with him for 20 years.
Yeah. That's right.
And I can't hardly preach when I go somewhere preaching. People are coming up touching me. Ooh, the man of God. I lost it. Well, I lost it. I didn't have no sweet lips. I lost it. Some old man, I was preaching, he come behind me and kind of like freaky deep me from behind. Come here, Craig. Let me show you what I'm talking about so you won't get the wrong picture. Came behind me, put his hand, and start rubbing on my back. And I'm like, and I was preaching like he come, whoo, the man of God, whoo, the anointing. I said, hold on. Do you think you got anything? You didn't get nothing. You think you're just gonna come rub on my back and get something? You didn't get nothing. Then the anointing came. And I never forget this. I was in New Jersey, and these people charged me. I was at a preacher's conference. And one preacher said, please lay hands on me, I'm on cocaine. I said, what? I said, you know what? The fantasy sounds good. You know, I just come and blow and all that just sounds real good, you know? Shoo. Shoo. Sounds real good. But you know what, folks? It's going to take some discipline to sit under that word and let it get in you and fill your cup until it starts overflowing. And then one day you open your mouth and that anointing that's on me comes out of you, and you're like, whoa, where did that come from? All that time of investment.